Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
EG Sites.
Francisco Landian here.
We're Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're counting down the biggest hit movies of the 1990s one by one.
Now today we're fixing your favorite 90s movie.
We're talking about Neo. We're talking about Morpheus. We're talking about The Matrix.
Yeah, the movie that changed everything for sci-fi movies for years and years after that.
Yeah, for at least 6 years, everybody just made... want to be Matrix.
Everybody knew Kung Fu and did that weird camera, multi-camera thing.
Today we are going to fix this movie. One camera.
Wait, that's it. One camera's how we fix this
movie. One camera's how we fix this movie.
No more, no less. No. All right, let's do... what if Neo just wakes up in it and he's like, I'm not about it, just put me back in.
Yeah.
But give me all the power still.
Yeah, I still want to be superhuman.
Yeah, what if he
Unless, Francisco... Maybe that is what happened.
Oh.
Maybe the whole thing, the whole him being the one, is just him in the Matrix wanting to be special.
Ah, is that?
Maybe everybody is in their own Matrix.
That'd be fucking cool, actually. Like, I don't, I get it. I think one of the flaws in this, because I don't really like the Matrix that much, it's that they're like, we try to do a perfect world, but you guys kept rejecting it. Like, you don't know a perfect world.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I was like, what if instead of it's a perfect world, what if we're all just superheroes?
Yeah.
Like, that still creates plenty of conflict.
Oh, yeah.
And we all get to be superheroes. Yeah, exactly.
It's just conflict left and right. Yeah. No happy relationships. Yeah. No one can stay married.
Yeah. Or what if everything is just a porno all the fucking time? I feel as batteries, we would probably function better if we were just
in a porno?
Fucking all the time.
If just every time you ordered a pizza or had your pool cleaned.
Your just dick is out.
Or got, you know, Girl Scout cookies or a maid came by.
Yeah. Yep.
Or literally any interaction with another human being. Any matter of interaction.
And if you're getting a muffin. Yeah. Like anytime you're fucking doing any interaction with anybody of any other fucking sex, you're not going about it the right way.
Yeah.
Like the robots are like, we're going to make a flawed world where people are sad all the time. And I'm like, no, if you make a world where everybody's just fucking all the time, your body temperature is going to be high the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you just...
Maybe they just got tired of cleaning out those weird goo pods.
Yeah. There's more jism than man in this thing.
It's just completely white.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on, man.
If these guys knew, if they knew what they're doing in here.
Like, that's you're breathing that water, dude. That's gross.
Yeah, they're just floating in it.
Yeah.
Just expelling nonstop. We would still have other conflict because if I've seen enough porns to know that the coolest scenes come from like, oh my god, the babysitter is like fucking a poster that I had or something weird and I caught her and now I have to fuck her or something.
Yeah. You know? Or the like, I'm fucking the babysitter, but my wife just got home. Oh,
uh-oh,
no.
Yeah. Or I'm fucking my wife's mom.
Yeah.
My wife just got home. Like, conflict.
Conflict. You know, for at least like 3 minutes until they all fuck. Yep. Yeah.
That ends in some fucking. And again, body temperature through the roof.
Through the roof.
Best batteries. The robots are incredibly flawed in this. And it's probably because they're asexual. Because
they don't know sex.
They have no idea what sex is. It's not until like third generation robots made by robots that they like program feelings.
Well, I feel like because it was 99, internet porn was just starting. So of course the robots didn't know. Now, however, there's so much porn on the internet.
Yeah. Back then it was like Jenna Jameson and Tara Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it all had to be like lit. And classy. Sure.
Yeah, well, and it had to be like, it was shot on film.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. But nowadays, like you said,
just every TikTok, every Instagram, it's all fucking sex.
Yeah. Every hot bitch with an ass. Like, it's just, they would put sex into everything that we fucking do.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
And when I was a kid.
If you were Instagram, like if Instagram became sentient.
Right.
And wanted to take over the world, it would just assume that everything had to do with a lady with a big ass.
Yes. And it's also like a lady with a big ass going to a very beautiful place or drinking Starbucks.
Sure.
Or doing a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like The Matrix should have just done that.
The whole time. I mean, there was, you know, they didn't have
that
foresight.
Sounds like a hell to me.
Oh, yes. No, it would be.
It sounds like, I mean... Maybe not living out because it's all ladies. It's all pretty attractive ladies.
Pretty attractive ladies, yeah.
And nowadays, I feel like The Matrix would be very sex-oriented.
Yeah, so we've just written The Matrix 4. It's just nonstop sex.
Also, when I was in middle school, I thought that everything was going to be sex. Maybe because when I was in middle school, all I thought about sex. That's all
you thought about was sex, sure.
But all the ads, I remember people talking about, like, all these ads are about sex. Like,
yeah.
They're all trying to get your attention with sex, like Pepsi ads and shit and stuff like that. So I thought that when I grew up, it was going to be a very hypersexual society True. That we were going to be a part of. But it never came to that. Like, I don't no longer see sexy Pepsi commercials.
It's gone the other way.
Yeah, yeah. Where a hot supermodel is wiping her sweaty chest.
Yeah.
Which is sexy for some reason.
Maybe we are in the Matrix.
Yeah. We just went south somewhere.
Yeah.
But I feel like we fixed the Matrix somehow. We just added more sex to it, like we tend to do.
I mean, yeah, no.
Yeah. Also, we had some Stallone in there, and we're fine.
Yeah. Just more sex, and I don't know, every third person is Stallone.
Well, you know what? Done. One of the things about The Matrix that's different from the other movies is that, especially in the 90s, this is a product of the late 90s, not the early 90s.
Sure.
Because if this movie was made in 94, Neo is a Bruce Willis-style everyman.
Sure. Who's or like, yeah. He's either a Bruce Willis-style everyman who's doing, like, yucks.
Yeah.
Or he's, like, a long-haired slacker character that just happens to be super good at computers.
Oh, yeah. But the long-haired slacker character is never cool. He's always, like, a kind of the throwaway guy.
What about Wayne's World?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. But if it's a comedy, I guess it's a comedy. But he's not... Garth is good at computers. Not
or what? What if it's just Beavis and Butthead, but now they're in the Matrix?
Yeah, I mean, I can guarantee you that they did that.
Yeah,
I guarantee there was a fucking MTV Movie Awards where Beavis and Butthead were in the Matrix. Like, yeah. I can guarantee that. Yeah,
you're probably right.
Yeah, if you do it in the early 90s, it's a alcoholic, rugged, fucking Bruce Willis type character instead of Neo being like a hacker guy. He's just like an everyday guy, and he's got an awesome name again, like John Arrow.
Sure.
Yeah. Or Steve Gunner.
Or, well, it would be something with computers, so it would be like John Matrix from Commando.
Yeah.
So it's just John Matrix.
John Matrix
from Commando. It's just Arnold Schwarzenegger, everyday man who is a giant muscle dude.
He's just a small town guy from Kansas City.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm from Kansas City. What are you talking about? I'm everyday American.
Just an everyday American.
I'm just like you. I put pants on. I go and I work.
This isn't
you drink coffee.
These aren't the cornfields you grew up in, fucking John Everyman. This is real high tech New York stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then when Agent Smith shows up, he just crushes his head with his giant muscles.
Every time Agent Smith shows up, because Agent Smith is
a normal guy.
He's a normal guy. He's like a normal balding businessman guy.
Yeah, because now Agent Smith is at that point. It's Agent Smith is like our boy Dabney Cole.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He really is. It's just like a sleazy business guy. Yeah. So Schwarzenegger just crushes him with his bare hands.
Yeah.
At every fucking turn, every time Agent Smith shows up.
Yeah.
Like, we keep sending these fucking agents in, and he keeps crushing him with his bare fucking hands.
Or we get RoboCop to be Agent Smith.
I mean, it's a classic, right? It's a Terminator versus RoboCop.
Yeah, we're just making the Frank Miller fucking Walt Simonson comic from like 1993.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
Which is pretty fucking awesome.
Yep. All right. So we fixed The Matrix by making it the Frank Miller fucking awesome RoboCop Terminator comic.
That's right.
Which you should read instead of watching The Matrix.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you like this, you'll like our other nonsense. It's Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're a movie podcast everywhere movie podcasts are found. You know, check it out. Subscribe, like, tell your friends. Bye.
We love you.